Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. For the last 90 days, a cadre of volunteers and organizations have contributed their time and treasure to give Oklahoma voters the chance to decide on a way to pay for putting storm shelters in every public school. The effort fell short of the numbers needed, but the game is not yet over. State Representative Joe Dorman told supporters gathered in Oklahoma City yesterday evening their work to protect Oklahoma school children is just beginning.
We're not done yet. We're going to be successful. This is just the end of the first quarter. The second quarter is going to be with the Supreme Court, and we'll see how that goes.
During the event, individuals flipped pages, putting the finishing touches on petitions they've been circulating throughout the state. Norman High School student Reed Schaefer-Ray says he spent the last month at a variety of events and locations asking voters to sign on to the drive.
It was just really interesting. I would think it would be kind of polarizing between Democrats and Republicans, but it wasn't at all. Everybody that we asked, almost, it didn't matter what political party they were affiliated with, they would agree to sign it, and they were very enthusiastic about it. But I would say 85 to 95% of people would say yes, like when we asked them. A lot of people were asking, like, why isn't this already happening? Like, why are the kids having to go out and doing this? Why aren't the adults taking care of this?
The gathering came just 2 days before the Oklahoma Supreme Court hears arguments in the case on Wednesday. Representative Dorman explains the court's options.
The Supreme Court will review two issues, the sufficiency of the ballot title and when the deadline will occur for the petition drive. Statutes are clear that once the court makes a ruling, you have 90 days. And so they're going to look at that, and there's a good chance we may get 90 days to do this. And we hope this doesn't happen, but the Attorney General has requested in his brief that if we get an additional 90 days, that all the signatures be invalidated.
Matt Gonzalez with a local labor union says he's been working to get people to sign the petition just because it's the right thing to do for Oklahoma.
To protect our children, I mean, that's our primary objective. They are the next step in line to fill roles as politicians, doctors, lawyers, policemen, firemen, and we should really take into account their safety. You know, the events of May 20th of this year not only affected the people in Moore, but affected a lot of people citywide and statewide.
The ballot proposal would ask voters to approve a $500 million bond issue to help pay for school shelters. The money to fund the bond would come from a state franchise tax, which Republican leaders of the state capitol would like to see eliminated as part of their ongoing efforts to cut taxes in Oklahoma. For Mickey Davis, whose son Kyle was one of seven students killed while attending classes at Plaza Towers Elementary in Moore on May 20th, it's hard not to take rejection of the plan to put shelters in Oklahoma's public schools personally. But she and other parents who lost children in the disaster press on.
If we get them shelters in schools, I'm going to be ecstatic about it. But, you know, some days it's hard. Some days I didn't want to get out there and get signatures. I mean, I've already lost my son. Why should I care? But I can't have that attitude. There's other children in the world that need to be protected. And if Kyle's life was taken so that others could be saved in the future, then that makes me a proud mom because we're doing something about it.
Supporters of Take Shelter Oklahoma say they're committed to making sure the state's public school children have safe places to go, regardless of what the state Supreme Court decides on Wednesday. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney.